Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small yes, Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Oh, I like that. I like that clap.
That's tasty. I am joined this evening by Fraser. Fraser, would you like to introduce the topic of your small top 10 this evening?
Ooh, today, it's a very, hold it close to my heart. Today's small top 10 is Macy's candy.
And you can everyone's hear, favorite. You can hear from it. The rustling that there's quite a bit of it in the studio right now. It's so good. Feels almost dangerous to have this many different varieties of like sour gummies around.
So many different types of food coloring.
So for people who maybe don't know off the top of their head the brand name Macy's.
Right. You should know it.
Can you give like a little run? What is Macy's?
Macy's is a classic New Zealand lolly brand. Something of four generations, classic candy. Every dairy stocks Macy's. I mean, like, I think everyone knows. Everyone's probably who grew up in New Zealand familiar
so,
with them. With the Macy's.
Like, if you've bought lollies that are in like a dollar bag, it's probably Macy's lollies, right?
Yeah.
If
it's the good shit, it's Macy's. Yeah.
There's like a couple of brands ripping, like making, say, the Fijo ones and stuff, lookalikes that don't taste like it, and they taste really bad.
We had a yarn with a dairy owner today, actually, and he was like, yeah, I only get Macy's because we have good quality customers and they deserve good quality candy.
Like, literally, he said that. Like,
I love that.
That was great, yeah.
What a guy.
Respect Macy's, respect customers, respect dairy owners who care.
Who care about local business.
All right, well, I'm very excited to hear what the ordering for this is because I imagine it's going to be very controversial. All right, I have stings to play to announce the
things. Oh, wow, so. Cool, yeah.
10
is a classic. I really like these. It's hard because they've got so many different products. But 10 is the classic pink smokers.
Oh, very, you very know? Good. Makes your mouth feel funny.
It does. Yeah. It's just pops of just incredible amounts of flavor, you know? It's great.
I remember it being like a brave choice when I was a child. Like people would be like, oh, you got pink smokers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, yeah, I can actually like handle. Yeah. I can take it. Like I'm, you know.
Yeah, yeah, my teeth are strong.
My teeth are strong and my like will is iron.
Yeah.
Texture.
You can't actually hear it on the radio, but I'm like nodding my head like heaps right now.
Yeah, like delicious.
Pink smokers are great. We're only at number 10 as well, and I'm already, I'm already
in
all
the
over
corner,
this
like,
shit.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's true.
So, I mean, why in at number 10? Because, I mean, pink smokers are probably a lot of people's favorite here.
I think the problem is they've got such a wide range and so many good classic, like uncomparable candies in that sense where like it's hard to put a hard candy up against like a soft candy.
Yes, definitely.
Or like up against a sour one. You know, it's like they're in it's different types of stuff. It's a whole different genre.
So, what you've just said there is that just because.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard, and you've
it's
just
hard,
done it.
Yeah, and like, I mean,
they've got a great.
I wouldn't get them every time, but like, goddamn, are they a classic, tasty?
They look so cool.
Yeah, they've just been the same since.
I used to just love the bag. I used to save the bag.
Yeah, a little pink bag. Yeah. Mm. Even the branding. Oh.
It's all very good.
Yeah,
original classics. All right,
nine.
Number nine, I reckon number nine's probably looked over a bit. I reckon there's a few of the range which take up like probably similar flavor and textures, but in different shapes. So I got a couple in here that are like that. This one's a spinning tops.
Okay, so I didn't realize that those were called spinning tops. See, I've come to this with kind of a fairly naive understanding of Macy's lollies. Mm. I know the taste. I know them by sight.
Yeah.
But if you just said a spinning top, I wouldn't. But you,
yeah.
So they're the ones that kind of look like a beautiful ancient pyramid.
Yeah, but like made out of like a tie-dye t-shirt.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but like it's nice colors. It was
the
like
dream
made
of
by
the 60s.
Yeah,
realized.
The people who made Fortnite or something. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just soft, and there's no guns.
Oh, that's.
Oh, no,
I think that's a good message to take home for everyone.
Macy's is
soft and it has no guns or blood.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, the kind of gummy that the spinning tops are is, I think, maybe unique to Macy's. It's so.
That's weird.
It's such a specific kind of like soft and chewy.
Yeah, yeah. It like a real specific breed of horse.
Yeah.
Like the mouthfeel is like undeniable.
Like you can crush it and it stays. It's like a marshmallow if it didn't sort of cut. You know, like you can kind of just push it together and it stays. It's just like firm. Whoa, these. Sorry, one of these headphone sides is freaking out, and I'm like in and out of the stereo vision like crazy.
Just like that's some phasing effect everyone's hearing.
Oh, that's great. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Oh, I love this Mag Tops.
Oh.
Eight.
This one's funny. I didn't actually realize until recently that these were actually Macy's, but the orange fish.
Yes.
Which are now, funny. Yeah.
So they really do a full range of products because this is chocolate.
This is straight up chocolate, like just like orange flavored. Not like milk chocolate.
So these are, if people are having a hard time visualizing the orange fish, it's like a chocolate fish. It's quite small. The tail and the head are orange. Mm.
Yeah,
but the
yeah.
middle is milk chocolate.
Yeah, but now, unlike your marshmallow chocolate fish, it's like a little. It's just a slab.
It's
you know?
It's small and solid, and it tastes kind of like a Terry's chocolate orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Iconic
so
flavor.
So good.
Some people, this is a controversial one, I think, because some people hate that taste.
Mm. Actually, Tip Top ice cream would be a great one for these as well, because like the orange choc chip, like that's, I've got a soft spot for it.
That's
I reckon
great.
It's a great
awesome.
Flavor.
Do you know what would be really good? If Macy's did a block of chocolate that was orange chocolate fish.
Yo.
Macy's, if you're listening, you can just do that. You don't need to credit me or whatever.
Yeah, that's
but
a great
do,
idea.
Though.
Put my
or
face
else
on
you're
it.
Fucking cancelled.
Actually, just like,
yeah, we will get. Macy's on the verge of being cancelled tonight because we found out that they make glow hearts, which I hate.
Yeah, glow hearts are a funny one.
Glow
yeah,
hearts
I
did not make
not all of
I'd
the,
be really
the
interested
candy.
To hear what the listeners have to say about glow hearts.
Mm.
Because I know various more elderly members of my family adore glow hearts.
And the mint leaves. I've never been a fan of the mint leaves. I just think that I think they're kind of overrated. I like the artificial mint. It gives me that weird taste in the back
of
my mouth.
Yeah, it's got a funny kind of like, it creates a round space in your mouth in a flavor way.
Yeah, and I don't find it. I mean, this is a personal opinion, no offense to Macy's or anyone, but I don't find it like a very.
These are not the views of 95 BFM.
Yeah, this is my personal. This is my opinion. I just don't find them very satisfying as candies.
Hey, we've
you
got
know?
A call. Do you want to take it?
Can
do
I
we?
Yeah,
oh,
we can
we,
take it
oh,
to
we
air.
Do. Yeah, sweet.
Hello, caller.
Caller, mint leaves.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Put them in the microwave. Make them slushy.
Oh my god! That's like DIY.
Holy crap! I've never
tea.
Heard
oh,
that
my
before.
God.
You're a genius.
Works real well.
Oh shit! Thank you so much.
That's great.
Put them in Manuka honey.
Oh wow! The tips.
You really
keep
got
coming.
The recipe down. Shit. How long have you been perfecting the recipe? That sounds like no one could have just jumped to that, you know.
I've had a sweet tooth for over 50 years.
Oh my god!
Thank you so much for the wisdom.
Yeah.
I feel like our Macy's journey has only just begun.
I feel like I should re-update my top.
And that's
10.
Something that I feel like should really be passed down. Like you got all this knowledge under the belt. You pass that shit down to the generations below you. Let the kids know, man.
Thank you so much, caller. Okay, let's move on to the next.
Be good. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Shit. All right.
What
number seven.
Seven. I go back to my list. Oh, my handwriting's so bad.
Is this the one in the black metal font?
No, this is below black metal font. Old. It's
what
all black
that?
Metal font. Numbers.
Oh,
number
yeah.
seven. So part of what makes Macy's just an exciting range of sweets for me is their fruit flavors. Their classic sour fruits. And this isn't. Because I'm not like this is a classic. Every lolly company has a sour apple.
Totally.
Like, let's be honest. But this is a very good sour apple. It's shaped like a little apple, small, sour.
Controversially yellow.
Controversially yellow. That's very true. But, like, just a good, it's a good flavor.
Yeah.
It's a good flavor. Not as good as some of the other fruit ones, but we're getting there.
I've tried to make stewed apples in to taste like that. You can do it. It's not that hard.
Wow.
You just like, it's about the amount of sugar that you add when
true.
You're stewing the apples.
Like 1:1.
You can get like a solid Macy's sour apple flavor.
Yeah,
put that in a pastry or something.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about Macy's.
Put it in a dollar bag.
Is how accurate some of their flavors are.
It's true. It's true fruity goodness.
Mm.
That's what we promise here on the 95 BFM Top 10. We've got a text that says orange or lime chocolate chip, I believe referring to the ice cream. Thoughts on lime chocolate chip?
I reckon that's kind of like all good, but to be honest, it's kind of weird in ice cream because you got like a milk product with like an acidic thing. Like, I just don't know if
it's
I can
just,
really do it like that.
It's the same with orange though, but lime's just like kind of heavier on the
next
acidity.
Level.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a curdle worry.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's like meat floss.
Okay, on that note, let's move on to number six.
Oh.
Six.
What's in the number six then?
These ones. These ones, some of the shapes are great. I like these ones because I just reckon they look cute. You know? Okay. The speedy snails.
Well, I have no idea what that is. I mean, can you please help me?
I'll try to get up a picture really quick.
Snail. What does it taste like?
Speedy. Yeah, it's very quick.
Tastes very fast.
This is what I was referring to before. Sorry, I got my points mixed up. When I was meaning, like, there's a few where they have similar flavor profiles.
I've never seen one of these.
Really? The little...
Also, the top Google result is Live, Laugh, Love New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
Which has got to be a good website, yeah. Right?
So yeah, the classic snails with like the, there's usually like a colored section shell.
Honestly, I've never seen these before.
Oh man, you need to go to
the only place place you can seem to buy them is livelaughlove.nz, where they're in stock, and also on Trade Me, where you can buy a 230 pack.
Wow,
that's a lot of speedy snails.
But they, you know, they're just fine. Like the kind of way the shells are is kind of softer and slightly, you know.
Yeah, they look kind of like a strawberries and cream.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I like those milkshake ones where they have like the two flavors, like the strawberry and the milky bit. It's good. It's nice.
Wow, these do not have an incredible SEO. It's hard to find results for these. This is a really niche one in at number.
Do you reckon they were like cancelled and now that's like why they're on trading and shit?
Yeah, well, are these snifters? Like, can you not get these anymore?
No, you can get this, but they're kind of like, so there's the...
I can't believe Macy's is taking part in cancel culture. I'm very disappointed.
Come on, Macy's, get it together.
Get off Twitter, Macy's. But you can still get them.
I'm sure. So it's like the stick people as well. You know, there's just a few that are...
Do you have any, like, dairy shout-outs? Like, hot hints of where we can maybe suss
classic,
these out?
Oh, yeah. The dairy, Dominion Road, like, you know, across the road Bun Hut and, you know, like, kind of by Jian really on the side of Jian Fu Bar.
Yeah.
Dominion Road's great. They've got a good selection of those. There's the classic, the Woodlands Park Supret out in Woodlands Park.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
And same as the Waimar Supret. Both are really good.
Both have great samosas too. So
yeah,
if you're a fan for a samosa, you want like a healthy chickpea, good, but just some great dairies, spices. I love them. Yeah, great, awesome.
Pretty seminal to my upbringing, I think, as well.
We're always doing great work for the consumer here at 95BFM. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play a song, and then we'll come back with the top five. I'm very excited to see what's on there. Not Glow Hearts.
Number five.
Your number five this evening is Dumarat with Choking Up on BFM.
I get choking up big, but don't get upset when I talk, I might feel.
Yourself before the replaceable fan. Ain't that I've been on my wheelie chair before the face test came back. Feeling like I'm human to me's great. Why they hate that? Guess that you don't know the type of power your mistakes at. Kicked it with depression, had it off with my anxiety. Give myself a hiding when I'm learned, I've been hiding me. I could give a fuck about that other stuff you brag about. Appreciate what I got, cause no one out there handing out.
I get choking up big, but don't get upset when I talk, I might feel.
If it's not me, boy, I got anxiety, but now I'm sipping coffee. Come around, think you can off me. Run the town like a robbie. Throw the towel, we ain't boxing. If you down, then I'm coughing. Heating up where I'm gon' be. Get dropped like game inches. I don't play with it. They up in my face, switching opinions like fake victims. No, I don't wanna hear it too much. Fast shit, the job like my fucking parents. I'm a
say that shit loud as if someone ain't cheering. Better get up like my Uncle Bob said. Make effort, take time, shut the fuck up and take the exit. Hit your destination, kick it, think it, then relay your message, bitch.
I get talking up big, but don't get upset. When I talk, I might feel,
you're back on the 95 BFM Top 10.
Candy.
I just did the lights. It's moody in here.
Yeah,
how do we feel about that? Hot Macy's lighting.
When's that?
Fun fact, Macy's invented the color green.
Yeah, they totally did. That was Gauche with Body Count. And before that, we had Dubberat with Choking Up. I'm turning the lights back on. It was getting very moody in here.
I was getting sweaty.
I really love the Macy's van.
Oh, it's great.
A band that I was in, I made our EP cover a photo of the van.
And
because they have the name of the lollies, this is not a hugely an exciting story, but one of them is Sour Grapes, and we called the EP Sour Grapes, that I photoshopped the band name in the same font. It was my best ever Photoshop moment, and I just wanted to...
That's very impressive.
But the van is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I love how big the crocodile is.
It's, is it that little squat van too? Is that one of those
really
little mini
cute
ones?
Van oh, dude, that so has like cute. Pictures of just thousands of delicious yeah. lollies all
it's
over
like
it.
The whole range.
Don't see a glow heart there. Didn't make the cut.
Hard.
Yeah.
I've got a real dinner against yeah. glow hearts.
I reckon so if we sorry. Get a call about glow hearts, like it's not going to be the same them. As the other dude. Yeah, if you tell us to microwave them.
Put them in the Breville.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not. Put them in the.
George Foreman Some, grill?
Yeah.
Yeah. George Foreman.
All right, should we see what number five is? Because I'm very intrigued.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
number five? Ooh.
Five.
Fun.
I like these because I think they're fun. The teeth. Macy's Ooh. Teeth.
I love
Classic.
I think personally the teeth are my number one.
Am I a vampire? Oh, I don't know. Like, are these my real teeth? Ah, it's candy.
They're yeah. such a they're such a fun shape.
So clean.
Yeah. Have it. Do we got there's one left. Who wants it?
No, I don't want it. I just wish they're I really had them nice as teeth. My own teeth.
I'm gonna go for it.
Yes.
I mean, and they're just like so, okay, here's a question. Cause you can get these that look like vampire teeth.
Mm.
Are those not Macy's? Are those off brand?
You know what? I honestly do not have the answer.
I reckon
to that
they gotta be because they are of Satan.
So they're not because Macy's is clearly.
Macy's is a good Christian
yeah,
business.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I look with the teeth then?
Normal.
Yeah, you look great.
If you hadn't had just put in them in, I just wouldn't have known.
This is what I looked like before I had braces. True story.
Sure.
Yeah.
You look like you got like a mad mouth guard and you're gonna beat someone up.
I was dangerous.
Install
yeah,
braces
beating everybody
to,
up.
To remove your teeth.
So I mean the teeth have come pretty high up the list, higher than sour apples. Is that just on the form not the novelty factor?
Kind of. And they also so this is where like maybe a side mention or like a great like just side note comes up. They taste like they've got a similar flavor profile to the milk bottle.
Mm. I reckon that's like
yeah,
you know, like it's soft, it's creamy.
Little bit of raspberry though. I think they're kind of raspberry and cream flavored.
Yeah. But like, see, milk. Yeah,
it's milk just bottles. Like, I reckon that's my fucking.
Wait, hold the presses. Have the milk bottles not made the list?
The milk bottles.
We're only on number five though.
Scandal.
That's true. We have only made number
but
five.
But you're because they're like, there's no fucking milk
bottles.
Yeah,
but I'm already talking about it as like a second thing.
Yeah, you're already
I love milk bottles a lot. I honestly just find them really hard to compare. Like, I'm usually like, I don't.
They stand on
I have
their
them
own.
As like a different place in candy.
They're strong
okay.
independent
yeah.
like
candy.
I'm getting like. I have to try and explain myself.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed about
that. So there are the five tiers of candy.
There's something about milk bottles which, like, they're just so calming and different.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like there was like the four flavor profiles, and then suddenly people found out what umami was. There's milk bottles.
Yeah. You know, it's like it's in its
what
own
if
bit.
We make milk flavored lollies?
It's also
I mean,
like
it's kind of a crazy move.
It's also it's a lolly that like doesn't have any like classic generational, you know, like hard candy.
Yeah.
Seems to be like an older generation thing,
yeah.
and like sour things might like you know, sometimes seem to be like a you know, the sugary sour.
Milk
ones.
Bottles just ain't ages though,
if yeah, you, they're just you, for everyone.
If you're a 90s kid, you remember the candy cigarettes?
Oh, they're still
yeah,
good,
yeah,
they're like they still have them and they're really good.
I reckon they taste like they're like 10 years old now, though. They're like vintage and they're just horrible.
They have that, like, sometimes they're like. Kind of crispy and you can snap them and sometimes they're just soft and kind of firm.
I like that chalky shit.
Yeah.
That's why
I like when it's firm instead of crisp.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's time for
four. So this is where it gets boring and easy. Cause
what do you mean
does
this is where it gets
I reckon I've got some issues with this.
This is where it gets boring.
I reckon Cole is calling angrily
me.
About milk bottles
like
being left off this shit.
I reckon for me this gets boring
I'm
and
gutted.
Easy because grapes are obviously number four. Because the grapes, yeah.
Is that obvious? Okay.
I reckon that's obvious to me. I'm a big fan of the fruit flavors because I don't know why. I feel like I honestly don't know why. They're really bold flavors.
I know this doesn't seem like a big change, but I think grapes are my number three.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have a problem with your number two or three.
Yeah, that's
fair enough.
I sense an issue coming up, and I'm just going to warn you
that's okay.
so that we can get through the conflict.
Yeah, that's right. We should do this during
adults.
A song,
yeah.
you know, not live on air.
I know we are going to.
We're going to do it live on air.
We're going to call him and shit, too. And he's going to be on my side about milk bottles.
No, I just bold, you know, bold flavor. It's definitely doesn't stand out as much as maybe some of my top
sure.
one, two, and three flavors.
Sure. Okay, sure.
But it is very good. It's good shade. It's got the, you know, it's even got the green like the leaves.
I always like them because they taste like church wine.
Oh, yum. Yeah.
It's communion.
But that's just my Catholic.
It's my communion candy, yeah.
All right. I'm very, very intrigued now to see what's coming up.
Bread flavored.
Three.
Macy's. Three. Three. We're going to carry on with the fruit tangent.
Yep.
Strawberries.
See, now this is the one that I have a problem with.
You don't like the strawberries?
Out of the soured fruits, I like them all apart from the strawberries.
Okay,
come on. Strawberries are dope.
I just think, because I feel like I would eat a real sour apple. I've eaten many a sour grape. I've eaten a lot of sour figos. A sour strawberry is such an unpleasant experience in real life.
Are they even
sour? Like, the translation of that taste into, admittedly, a more pleasant form, I'm still like, it makes me feel like I've just eaten like 8 green rock hard strawberries from the garden.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm feeling really sorry for myself at like 8 years old.
I think for artificial flavors that don't taste like what it's supposed to be, but don't taste like really bad, that still have like a very specific, quite intense flavor.
Yeah.
I think it does quite well. As in for that, where it's like, I wouldn't call it, like if I had one without seeing it, I wouldn't be like, this is strawberry,
solid,
you know,
right,
like, it's a tasty specific candy.
This hasn't gone into a fist fight yet.
Yeah,
should we
start
out the mouth guard right in this shit?
I
want
to fight.
Oh, apparently there's a power box in Ponsonby that is painted like a spaceman cigarette.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Where is that?
That's like, I reckon somewhere surely around like Central.
But aren't they just literally like white spheres?
Yeah, but they used to have a red end.
No.
And then the government made them take off the red end. Oh yeah, the thing is painted like the packaging with the spaceman.
Oh, I thought you meant just like one of the things. I was like, it's just a
rock. It's painted like a cigarette.
So conceptually, they're called spaceman sticks. Why? Because the spaceman does not have a stick. He's not holding a big stick.
Yeah, when you think about it, sticks aren't in space.
No.
It's stupid.
It could at least be like the spaceman carbon rod or something.
Yeah,
like something that could be
something that's natural to space, carbon fiber.
What is a spaceman doing with a big white stick?
Just poking the moon.
Just logging pine. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's just out there in space deforesting.
I'm going to eat the sour strawberry and possibly change my mind.
I mean, like, you know.
And we're going to get to number two while I check.
Number two?
Two.
Okay, number two and number one. Actually, this is where it gets interesting and hard again.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Number two. Number two, I'm going with the what seems to be the logo of Macy's, which is the crocodile.
Iconic.
The classic crocodile. Somehow, I mean, they're like, what's that, like 2-3 inches long. It's a huge piece of like pretty dense lolly something.
What do they taste like though?
They have a bunch.
They taste different. Each one tastes different.
Yeah, each one tastes different. That's the thing. You know, like lollies don't have specific flavors. They just have like,
I just can't trust them. Like,
they taste like candy, orange flavor, red flavor, green flavor.
But like texturally and like, they don't disappoint somehow.
These were always like the king of dairy treats
those
for me when I was a kid.
Because
they seemed like it was such value for money.
Yeah.
It's like someone might get, you know, like a sour lolly and you'd be like, yeah, maybe that tastes the best, but look how much crocodile I have.
You get like 3 lollies per thing, you know, you
and
get
you could
three
like
parts.
Stretch them out.
That's pretty cool. That is actually a plus, eh? Mm.
I'd just like to say that I ate that sour strawberry and I was so wrong.
Good?
I've over intellectualized it.
I reckon
and they're
great.
Actually just really good.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I take it all back. I didn't think, I mean, I thought it through too much. But yeah, the crocodiles are so good, and it is the logo. The logo is a very strange looking crocodile.
Yeah.
From front on, but kind of side. There's a lot of, here's an art history term for everyone, foreshortening. Some heavy foreshortening. And so it looks like quite a strange squat crocodile.
Yeah, and like they don't do anything to like reanimate it or make it look like less like the lolly. As in that, like the picture of it is just like, this is what we sell. Like,
interestingly, they've shown none of what you see on the actual lolly, because all you see in the picture is the front of the crocodile. You see the front of its legs, the front of its face.
On the truck, though, right, doesn't it have the sideways?
It has the sideways one. But the logo that we were looking
at
before that came out in the Google,
it's like
bucks. A part of the crocodile I'd never seen before, because you only see its back in the lolly.
Also, how often do you look a crocodile lolly in the face?
And
look it in the eyes, you know?
Do you really come to terms with the crocodile for who it is?
Really just, like, be there in the moment. And just, like, spend a long, beautiful silence.
Like a one-on-one emotional connection.
Not like a crushing, deafening silence, but just, like, a really nice, intimate, comfortable...
Yeah.
Just stare into each other's eyes and be like, you're beautiful.
My one quick question is... Because I just genuinely don't know. What's, like, do you reckon the mouth to... Like the jaw to bod ratio is even? Because, like, crocodiles have...
What, do you mean? Do you think it's, like, accurate to a real crocodile?
I reckon it looks more like an alligator.
I think it looks more like an alligator.
What? Okay, fair
enough. And I worked in the Weird and Wonderful at the museum for a while, so I had to know the difference.
I feel like I was on point with that one.
I'm no expert, but I am going to claim to be an expert right now.
But I work here and I know what it is.
So, because they have smaller pointed heads. And before we move on to the number one, Fraser, do you have anything to plug? I know you do.
Oh, yeah. Macy's candy. No.
Go to the dairy. Buy some Macy's. Eat it in memory of me.
On Friday, right? The 18th?
Yeah.
Two days away.
It is on Friday.
I've got an EP coming out on Heat Rockin'.
All right!
With an Ama Melee remix and a Peach Milk remix.
Ah, and the Peach Milk remix, you can go listen to that right now, can't you? It's very, very good.
On the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
On SoundCloud, and I think YouTube.
What is your musical, what is your moniker? What do you go by for this?
I go by, I realize I really hate saying it for some
reason. Do you want me to say it?
You can say it.
Frey Mysterio. Is that with an A or an E?
A, like the wrestler.
F-R-A-Y, Mysterio.
It felt like a really great idea when I thought
of it. I still reckon
it's
a great idea.
I think it's fun.
I think it's a real good idea.
We still need to do like a back-to-back with Hulk Hogan and Frey Mysterio.
Yes! Oh, yeah, that's true.
Check it out on SoundCloud. It goes real hard.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And also there's... Hard. Later on, this is another cool one. And on the 1st of November at Whammy Back Bar. Back Room. I always call it Back Bar. Three of us are all performing with a few other people. Add some electronic techno music.
Usually I pretend that I don't make any music, but yeah, I do. I do make music, and it's going to be real cool.
No
one
else DJ. Go Nucleus playing, and DJ PGVG's playing. Worm Farm's playing.
Yes.
It's going to be real hot.
It's going to be crazy.
It's
going
to be great, yeah. It's
going to be fun.
First 20 through the door, get a big kiss for me. Big kiss on the lips.
I think that means
kiss on the lips.
We're ready.
If you want.
I think that means we're ready for number one.
Juan.
One.
Or this Juan?
Yeah, it was quite a lot of...
it was breathy.
This one...
Breathy and beautiful.
When I I was trying to figure out, what do I know 10 things of? And there was nothing for days since I got asked to come here and do this. And then Then it all came, I was at work, and we sell Macy's candy. And I turned around and I was like, by God, those Fijo lollies are just the bloomin' best
iconic.
Bloomin' lollies in the bloomin'. They taste so much like Fijo.
And I think it's like such an iconically New Zealand thing.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, you don't really get Fijos anywhere else, right?
No, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
What do you reckon somebody from overseas who like never ate a Fijo would think about the Fijo lolly though?
They usually think they're pretty weird, in my experience.
Yeah.
But it's like Fijos as well, eh? Yeah. Like, it's like all of them.
But it's just that, I mean, I reckon I can't taste much of a difference. I mean, like texturally and stuff, and maybe in the intensity of the flavor. But like, man, the lolly, like, whoo! They
nailed it.
They
did a great job.
They nailed it.
I don't reckon there's any candy out there that quite perfectly replicates its natural counterpart.
I don't even know any candy. Has anybody else tried to make Fijo candy?
I think they're the only one.
Yeah, they just had
the undisputed champions.
Wow.
Now you've chosen a song to play, Fraser.
Is that
introduce it?
This is a great song. It's Big and Small. By Augustus Clark, or Gussie Clark, he often goes by. It's from Black Foundation Dub from 19-something-something. And it's his dub of Delroy Wilson's We're All In This Thing Together. I reckon it's just a gorgeous song.
Hot. Here it is.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.